Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Zayin in Maseches Ksubis. We continue on daf Mem Vav Mabez on the bottom. We started discussing the rights of the father and the rights of the husband in certain zechuyos of their daughter slash wife, respectively, right? Keser Shtar Bia, Kiddushin, and Mitzias, Ma'asi Adayim. We're going to continue with that discussion today. Yesterday, the Gemara is looking for Makoros for all of these items. So the Gemara yesterday learned Makoros for Kiddushin, Kesef, for Kiddushin Kesef specifically, how that a woman can be Mekadosh herself with Kesef, that we know from the beginning of Pesachas Kiddushin. Ki kachesh isha, there's a gzira shava, ki chakicha miste Ephron, for learning out from a gzira shava from Parshas Chayisara. But how do we know that the father has the right to accept money on behalf of Kiddushin for his daughter? It's that we learned yesterday. It's the Pasuk by Amei Evriya. V'yatzachinam in Kesef, the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, and we darshan it from there, and we ended up saying there's no other way to darshan it. You can't learn it from any other pasuk because you can't learn it from Knas, you can't learn it from Isurim. So that's the only pasuk to learn it from. Fine. So then the Gemara says three lines from the bottom. Shtaru biya minolan. So how do we know that the father can be zocha, can marry off his daughter through the other two darkei kedushin, kesef shtar and biya? So how do we know he could use the two other darkei kedushin? Shtaru biya minolan. Amar kra v'haisa le'ish acher iskish havayis lahadadi. Once we know that there's a makar for kesef kiddushin going to the father, we have a pasuk in Kiseitzi where it says v'haisa l'ish acher, where she will be in terms of kiddushin to another man, and we darshan a number of times throughout Shas this drasha that we compare all the darkei hakiddushin to each other. Iskish havayos, all the ways that she could be mahaveh herself, she could create herself as an eshes ish, they're all compared to each other. So once we have a drasha of kesef kiddushin, so we connect it in darshan also shtar and bia. There is a discussion in the Rishonim in various places. How far do you take this? And how far don't you take it? Are they all exactly the same? They're all unique in certain ways, but how connected are they? For example, at the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, the Rishonim discussed, let's say I do kiddushin shtar, and something comes out wrong with the shtar. The Edom were wrong, this was wrong, that was wrong, I didn't write it correctly, I spelled the name wrong. Could the shtar as a backup function as Kiddusha Kesef? It didn't work as shtar, but it's still worth a pruta, still worth a pruta. So could that b'dieved work as Kesef? So the Rishonim there discussed it. Again, discussing how much, how connected are these dark Kiddusha. Okay, but that's Ishkes Havayas Lahadad. Gemara continues, Zakai b'mitziyasa. The father is zoche in the mitzios. If a katana or na'ara, girl, finds something, so the father has the right to keep that. He's zoche in her mitzios. Why? That's not a din d'araisa. It doesn't say that in the Torah. So we say it's a din d'rabanan, mishum eva. Mishum eva, top two words, mem zayin amad aleph. Why mishum eva? Because we want to keep the peace of the relationship. What does this mean? So we alluded to this a couple of days ago, that it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says, because the father me'ikar hadin, as the daughter gets older, is not obligated to give her mizonos, when she gets to a certain age, 6, 7 years old, we'll talk about more in a minute, she gets to 6, 7 years old, me'ikar hadin, she has to fend for herself, and the father is giving her mizonos because, you know, he, not out of the goodness of his heart, but because it's a good idea, and Chazal encourage him to, but because he gives her mizonos, so we want to give him something in return, so therefore we give him a mitziah. So that's mitziah is given mishum eva. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos argues, Tosfos on top quotes, no, v'yamr de mitziyas ala atzma ika eva v'lo zayinla. So he quotes Rashi, and then he says, no, v'li nira eva de mitziyasa hainu shalei katshena l'menuva l'muchashchin. No, a different type of eva. Because the father, as we just learned, has rights of kiddushin, we want to make sure that the father always has a proper relationship with his daughter, and he does what's best for her. And we want to make sure that he chooses the best suitor for her, not a menuvel murchashchins. Therefore, this is a way to keep them on a good relationship. Give him the mitzias, and in that way, he will marry her to the best suitor possible. Let's go back to Rashi for a minute. So Rashi says, because he doesn't have a real chi of mizonos, that's why we want to give him this mishum eva. So we mentioned, I think, a couple of years ago, a tshuva of Rav Moshe. I remember where we mentioned it. In Yaradeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Kuf Mem Gimel. Where Moshe discusses that, you know, you look throughout the Gemara, here we're going to have it later on in a couple of daf as well, that the father's chiv mizono stops when the girl's like 6. So that's pretty unusual in our day and age. You know, 6 years old, the father's already out, doesn't have to support her anymore. So Ramosha writes in a tshuva about Meiser Ksafim, so he says, L'chei nir lani as daiti, as we would have expected a postake to say in our day and age. Barer, it's clear. Shehecha shaha aim dara yachin in baneha. Avshem yosir mishesh, birtzon ha'av. Where there's a family that the girls, it's natural for them to stay in the house above 6 years old. I think we could all relate to that. V'yavshehem gdolim, even older, even 13, 14, 15. Kozman shein derech shebanim ke'elu yelchu laharviach lafarnitzatzman. Wherever it is accepted in that society for the children not to go out to work for themselves at that age, sheyischayiv ha'al lazun gamosam midin mezonos ishto. Then it's a chiyuv. It's not just a good idea. In our society, where Rav Moshe says it's customary for the daughters to be out only at a later age, right? 14, 15, 16 are still living at home. So then the father's mechuyev in the mizonos at that time. He quotes, we all live together as a happy family until we get older. Until it's the normal derech for the daughter to go out and make her own living. Again, if she's 25, 27, you know, so then l'chora, that's the derech, that's even after schooling, it's after the derech for her to make her own living. So therefore, maybe there the chi of mizonos would start. So that's why memele in yachol azona mekesa meiser. That's why he gets to the meiser ksafim, you're not allowed to use for chiyuvim. You can only use for things you don't have to do. So he says, you can't use it for mizonos. Somebody asked him, I'm only 6 years old, so I'm going to use it to buy food from when they're 7 years old. And Moshe says, no, you can't. Because mizonos, the chi mizonos is based on societal norms, and here it is, it's older. Okay, so that's connected to the Rashi we had here in the Machlokas Rashi Tosos, what Eva means. Continues the Gemara. B'masa yadeha. The father has rights to the earnings of his daughter. Minalon, how do we know that? So that was what we quoted yesterday. How do we know that the earnings of the daughter go to the father? Since it says, if a man sells his daughter for an amma, for a maidservant, we have a connection between that pasuk and the father-daughter relationship. Ma amma masiya dehala rabba. Just like an amma, the maisiya dayim, the earnings go to the master. Avbas masiya dehalaviya. So too by a daughter, the maisiya dayim go to her father. So we had that drasha yesterday. Again, the Gemara asks, v'yema hanimili k'tana d'matzi mizavin la. Maybe that whole connection, that whole mucker, that the earnings go to the father is by a k'tana. Less than 12 years old. Because after all, he could sell her for an amar evriya. If he could sell her for an amar evriya, which is a ktana, so then it makes sense that the earnings should go to him. He could sell her and get paid for her. But maybe once she's a nara, after all, that's a gdola, 12 to 12 and a half, where he cannot sell her anymore, so maybe there her earnings should be her own. Right? Once you have one pasuk to teach you the makar, that earnings should go to the father, so maybe that makar is only by a ktana and not by a nara. Says the Gemara, no. Mistavra de'av Yahave. It makes sense that it goes to the father. The earnings go to the father, even by anara. Why? De'isalka daitach maisi yadeha lav de'aviha. Because if you want to suggest, what? The maisi yadeha go to her? You want to suggest that? Ask the Gemara that the maisi yadeha, her earnings go to her and not to her father? Ela ha'dazachi le'rachman ala'av l'mimzor l'chupa. But we know that the father has a right to give her over in marriage. But if she gets her own wages and earnings, how could he ever do that? Why? Look at this question. At the moment of the marriage, doesn't she have a right to be earning things? And the father, we're saying, is able to take her away for her earning potential at that moment, and all the preparations for that moment, and take away her earnings and marry her off. But what do you mean? If it's her rights to her earnings, that doesn't make sense, because how could he be mevatel her earnings? It must be then, says the Gemara, that really he has the rights to her earnings. And if he has the rights to her earnings, that's why he could force her at a certain moment in time to get married and stop working at that moment. That's the Gemara's question. Again, that if she has the rights to her own earnings, how would he be able to be mevatel those earnings? The Berachas Avraham here asks a question, doesn't really answer it. It's a bomb kasha. He says, I just don't understand the whole this question of the Gemara. The Gemara's going to come up with three answers, how it's possible. But what's the whole question? If she really gets her own earnings, how could it ever be that the father has the rights to ask her to do something to be mevatel her earnings at the moment? What about Kibbut Avaim? What about Kibbut Avaim? What is Kibbut Avaim? I ask my child to do something for me. What if they have certain rights at the time? Let's say my child is older, and I ask them to do something, they're going to steal off from work. What? I'm not allowed to do that. That's not included in Kibbut Avaim. No, Kibbut Avaim means that kibbutz is a mitzvah. And sometimes that mitzvah impinges upon certain, you know, things that you're doing. So he says, I don't understand. Fine, he can marry her off. He could use his own schus in marrying her off, even if it causes al yidei grama. If a father asks his son to be mechabit him, and because of this, sorry, Dad, I'm potter. I'm potter. This is my earnings. What means your earnings? Let's keep it of aim. If I'm using my own schus, so I don't understand. Vitzarech ian gadol doesn't answer it. It's a very strong kasha. What difference should it make? Yeah. You have to pay ayivabes ayivabi yosef bichomesh. We're gonna have that later on in the afternoon, right? So maybe there's a limit. But here, how long does it take to get married? And after marriage, the father doesn't have it anymore. What you talk about all the hachadis? Well, I'm sorry, all the hachadis. The Gemara seems to be focusing on that moment. Yeah, lechora. It sounds like the girl wants to be married. What if she, right? So that also the Gemara, but the Gemara is talking about in turn. She'll be mochel. Should be mochel, but how could the father do something to like cause her to be mochel? Either way, it's a very difficult question. Difficult kasha. But anyway, the Gemara, though, takes it seriously. And the Gemara comes up with three different answers. How is it possible that the father can marry her off at a time when she's not working anyway? And therefore, he's not being mevatel her earnings. Three answers. Number one, parach ravachoi, eimid yavoskar pakata. Maybe he's going to pay her for those moments. Don't worry, I'll take care of you for those moments of marriage. Schar pakata, right? Schar being mafkia her from those moments. Number Rashi says bitelusa her schar batala at that time. Number one. Number two. Inami to masala balelia. No, marries her off at night. She's not working at night. Maybe it's just a night wedding. It's a night wedding. It's a winter months. It's a night wedding. 4:30, 5 o'clock. You already finished working. So therefore, a night wedding. So she's not working at that time either. It's another time way that he can marry her off without being mevatel her. Inami, something we're going to discuss for a little while. To Masar La B'Shabbasos V'Yomim Tovim. Shabbos and Yontif. He marries her off Shabbos and Yontif. She's not working Shabbos and Yontif, right? So she's off from work. So therefore, again, that's not Mevatel her. Let's just finish, and then we'll come back to that line. Elok Tana, so fine. So we just explained how the Mistavra doesn't work. What did we just try to say? What did we say? We found the Makar for Ma'aseh Yadayim going to the father. And we said, hey, maybe that only applies to Ktana, not to Nara. So we said, what do you mean? It's logical that it should apply even to Nara. Or else, how would he be able to marry her off? So the Gemara says, I'll find you cases. So we're back to the question. We're back to the question of, it should only apply maybe to Ktana. So now the Gemara says, no. Elektana l'tzricha kra. We don't need a Makar to teach me that the earnings of a Ktana go to the father. Why? Hashta zivudi mazvin la ma'aseh yadayim ibayi. No, if he could sell her as an amma ivriya, so surely he can get her ma'aseh yadayim. Right? He could sell her, or he could sell all of her ma'aseh yadayim. So it's not just that maybe the pasuk is limited to ktana, but you don't even need a pasuk for ktana. So elok yitzrikro l'nara. So that's why the pasuk must be talking about nara. Period. So we have a makar for the earnings of a daughter going to the father. Okay, so when somebody mentions the fourth parak of Ksubis, probably one of the top 10 makoros in that parak is Tosas and Ksubis and Daf Mem Zayin. That's what would come up. So Tosas here asks Tibra Maskel de Masar, well known Tosas in the world of this sugya. The Masar Lo B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. Ask the Gemara. Ask Tosas. Simple question. He marries her on Shabbos and Yontif. Don't we remember a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga? Can't get married on Yontif. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Can't get married on Yontif. So what do you mean he marries her on Yontif? Or a different drasha of a samakta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Either way, you can't get married on Yontif. Right? So what do you do? Afalgav says Tosis, de Masar, de Amr b'moid katan, v'samakta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, de inosu nasun b'chol shamoid. Even chol moid, you can't get married. Mishim de'ev marvin simcha b'simcha. On Yontif itself, you have another problem. Right? The Rani here discusses, I think. You can't make a kinyanim on Yontif. Maybe chuppah is a type of kinyan also, the Yerushalmi calls it. See, either way, on Yontif itself, fine. Okay, Cholomoi. Cholomoi is also a problem. It's also a chag. And in Bechagachav lo bishtecha, v'drasha gemuri, the Rebbe Chagika, the Avimid Araisa, two answers. Tosas has two important answers. How could you get married on Yontif? Answer number one, it's not really Yontif. It's what we call Tosefes Yontif. Ikala meimar, tohacha ayri sha'achas lefne Yontif. It's an hour before Yontif. Shehu ki Yontif len yimalacha. Right, a person was makabel yantif, and therefore he can't do work. There's no bitul malacha here for the girl, because she can't do work. The tosefes da oraisa, Because after all, Tosefa Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Ubetel b'zeh shabbat malacha. She's batel anyway. So we're talking about Tosefas. Tosefas Yantif is when she's not doing work, there's Nisr Malacha, but he can marry her off. Because there's no din yet of a Samachta b'chagech v'lo b'ishtecha. Answer number one. Answer number two, says Tosfos, Inami, kishemasr ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal, o nisuin b'lo se'uda. Comes up with another case. Maybe there's a marriage without a se'uda. Maybe the issue of a Samachta b'chagech v'lo b'ishtecha is se'udas nisuin. But if you're not having a Suda, maybe then it's there's no issue. What's important for the second day of Tosfos is that he doesn't say what the first day of Tosfos says. That's how the Achronim say it. So what are these 2 days of Tosfos? How are they, what's the Machlokas about? So this is the issue of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif. There are various Makoros of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif in Gemara. The Gemara has it. How do you know? Gemara in Yuma, Rosh Hashanah, other places. How do you know you're Mosef Michol Al HaKodesh? So we say, if you're going to have Tosefes, isn't it a half? Isn't it a full? So once you have Isra Malacha, don't you say that the V'samad B'chagech V'lo B'shtecha should kick in also? Exactly, that's going to be our question. But let's just go say 2 points before we get into that question on Tosefes. Number one, there's a couple of Makoros for Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif. Again, the Gemara quotes it based on Sukkim. Right? Me'erev ad erev is Pesuch Shabbatche by Yom Kippur. We have the Makor. Why did it say you have to fast on the ninth day? Right, when you have to fast on the 10th day. So we say, Mikan, Mosif, and Michol, Al HaKodesh. We're in a number of places. End of Mesechus Yuma, beginning of Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Aleph, quotes a different makar. A different makar from a Medrash. Medrash says, Zachar v'shamar, Zachor milafana v'shamor milacharav. Remember Shabbos when it starts, and remember Shabbos when it finishes. Mikan Amru, Mosif, and Michol, Al HaKodesh. That's how you know Tosefes Shabbos. What's the makar? He says, a human being who does not know the exact time, no matter how much it says, the time now will be exactly. You know, we're human beings. How could they know exactly? You know, it doesn't matter what kind of news station we have. Right? But a basar v'adam cannot know every millisecond of time. Who Mosef Michal al HaKodesh. So we have to have Tosefes. The Beit says we have to be Mosef. We don't know exactly when Shabbos starts. We have to be Mosef. 18 minutes, 20 minutes, yeah, at least 1 minute. Right, the how much is Tosefes? The Tosefes and Beitzes is a kol shu at least. Others say more, but either way, this is a different makar. So, what are these two makaros about? One makar is a drasha gemura. Mosif Michal HaKodesh based on a pasuk. The Aruch HaShulchan says no, we don't know. So you have to be Mosif. You have to be machmir. You're not sure when Shabbos starts. You have to be machmir. That's a totally different type of makar. That's kind of a svara type of makar. Rabbi Yosef Engel uses this as an example as a siyog d'oraisa. Right, you have to be Mosif because you don't know. So that's one question. There is a parenthetically, there's a mystery in the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam does not quote Tosefes Shabbos. Does not seem to quote Tosefes Shabbos. Nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos does he mention it. And that's why the Bir Halacha says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Aleph says, Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lahosif Michal HaKodesh. There are some that say, Yesh Omrim Michal HaKodesh. Says the Bir Halacha, what do you mean Yesh Omrim? It's a Din D'oraisa. Yesh Omrim, it's a Pasuk, it's a Yesh Omrim. Says the Bir Halacha because the Rambam doesn't mention it. That's why the Bir Halacha calls it a Yesh Omrim. He's being kafuf to the Rambam. Yesh Omrim, that he doesn't mention it, Mosif and Michal HaKodesh. So most assume the Rambam does not hold of it. Some say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon according to the Rambam. The only place the Rambam mentions it is by Yom Kippur. He mentions it by Yom Kippur. He does not mention it by Shabbos. There is a Harifus suggested by the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says maybe the Rambam does have it. Where does he have it? It doesn't mention it. So there is a Rambam. The Rambam says, if you do malacha during Bein Hashmashos, then you're chayev achatas. That's the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Dalet. If you do malacha during Bein Hashmashos, you're chayev achatas. So ask the Mefarshim, what do you mean? Bein Hashmashos is Safeg Yom Safeg Laila. So why are you chayev achatas? You're chayev achatas only if you do a Vaday Aveiro. What do you mean you're chayev achatas? So says the Prima Gadim. Let's think about it. We know there's a principle called Safeg D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Safeg D'Oraisa L'Chumra, you have to be Machmir. But the Rambam holds that Safeg, we discussed this in the past, that the Din of Safeg D'Oraisa L'Chumra is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Mi D'Oraisa, even Safeg D'Oraisa L'Chumra is not true. Safeg D'Oraisa L'Kula on a D'Oraisa level. So ask the Prima Gadim. So why by Ben Hashmashas should you be Chayv Achatas? That's the Rambam's Tosefes. According to the Rambam, you should be potter during Safik. Ben Hashmashas is a Safik. You should go Lakula during Ben Hashmashas. The Rambam says, you're Chayav Achatas during Ben Hashmashas. That's the Rambam's Tosefes. He's Mosef the Ben Hashmashas. And he says, that's Lachumrit Oraisa. He's not boasted any more than that because he already used up Tosefes. That's the Rambam's Tosefes. During... He plugs it in, because here, usually it's a Safek, so here, his Tosefes just brings you up until Shkia. He takes care of Ben Hashmashi, he doesn't take care of earlier. Okay. Anyway, back to Tosefes, back to Menachem's question, and that is, what does Tosefes say? You could make a wedding in this month, you're not doing work during Tosefes, but you know what? There's no dinner for Sabbat HaKagach B'l'Bishtechas. The question is, why not? Why isn't there a halal? Why are you allowed to get married? Isn't it Yantif already? So that is the major discussion, the major chakira in the Rishonim and the Achronim. It's more fleshed out in the Achronim. How do you look at Tosefes Shabbos and Yantif? When I am Mosef Michalal HaKodesh, is that really saying that the calendaric day has started already? Even though if you look on the calendar, if you look at my watch, it has not started yet. It's still daytime. But no, I have the power to start the halachic day earlier. I have the power. 18 minutes before Shkia, I light candles, boom, it's Shabbos, for all intents and purposes. Or do you say, no, it's not Shabbos yet, it's not the day yet, you know what? I was Makabel and Isser Malacha. I was, Makabel, the Kedusha is coming, I'm not going to do work yet. And that's all Tosefes is. The calendaric day can't start yet. Two ways to understand Tosefes, and this is Machlokes. This is Machlokes in a number of places between the Marshal and the Taz. Probably the most talked about one, because the Rav always has to find something to talk about, is the night of Shmini Atzeres, sitting in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So the Marshal writes in a tshuva in Simen Samaches, is there any reason to have to wait in order to eat in the sukkah on Leil Shmini Atzeres, which is the minhag of a chutz la'aretz? So says the Marshal, do you have to wait? So he says, it's an avon gadol. Avon gadol hu v'gozel chas v'shachu moa bohen. They, he says it's an avon gadol, it's a sin if you sit in the sukkah and don't make the bracha if you do it earlier. Why? Don't tell me that once you're Moshe Michal HaKodesh, it's now Shmini Atzeres, and therefore there's no chiv to make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. Ze'eno, that's not true. Nehida Mosifin B'tfila, fine, you say in davening that it's Shmini Atzeres, avon mikom akom, lo lahashvos laila. It's not nighttime yet. And he says, can you count Sfiras HaOmer yet? No. He says, Alma Shamina Lahedya. You see that it's not really the day yet. It's just an Isser Malacha, and therefore you have to wait. You can't sit in the sukkah earlier because you're going to get the problem. You should make a Leishiv HaSukkah. But it's Shmini Atzeres. How do you do that? That's what we're machmer for, this Shita. That you have to wait until later in order to sit in the sukkah because it's really not Shmini Atzeres yet. Says the Taz in Simon Tuf Reis Samach Tes. He quotes the whole Marshal. And then he says, Elu divrei harav, v'af she'in mashivin ha'ari l'achar moso. You're not supposed to wake up the lion after the lion died. I know that principle. And even though that's true, but I totally disagree. V'kal v'chomer b'shul kamoni, surely a fox like me shouldn't wake up the lion. V'kal makom, ach v'dayti she'divrei harav ma'o temuin. The lama gozer tainus b'chinam, mishas k'nisas shemini atzeres. This is what he being gozer tainus for. And then he says later on, we don't have time to read the whole thing. He says, where's the line? He says, "V'havi kamo b'layla." It's nighttime. Zahapeh hakadosh yisale shetziva alav mitzvah sukkah b'yom ahu hu apeh hakadosh shehiter lanu achas shekibal alav shmini atzeres. Apesh also apesh hiter. Hashem told us to be shmini atzeres, but Hashem told us to be mosim michalal hakodesh. So he says, "I don't understand." So it's a major machlokas tazen marshal whether it's nighttime or not. The same machlokas appears in Hilchas Shabbos. If they make early Shabbos, you have to make sure to eat a kazayas of bread after it's dark. Machlokas Taz Marshal. Again, what about, it comes up a number of places. Give you one more, and then we'll continue. The Nitziv has a tshuva in the Meshiv Davar. Meshiv Davar, Beis Ayin Gimel. Isha Shehelika Neres B'Shabbos Kodesh Achal B'Yantif. It was Shabbos and Yantif, and a woman lit candles. Rachmana Litzlan, after she lit candles, she finds out that one of her relatives died. So what happens now? We know if you find out on Yontif that your relative died, you don't have avelus till after Yontif. We know if you sit 5 minutes before Yontif, you finished Shiva. So she lit candles here. But it's not really Yontif yet. It's in the time of Tosefes. That was the Shiloh that came to the Nisiv. Vinodo avelus. But what did she do? He didn't get it in those 10 minutes. So he got it afterwards. So what did she do? She didn't know what to do. So she sat Shiva for 10 minutes. Vinodo la avelus. Vinodo avelus b'shoa kala until it got dark. So she wants to know, now it's after Yontif. You have time to go to the Nisiv. You know, what do you do? So says the Netziv, you're asking me what you did with the Eved. It would have been better if you would have asked me what to do l'chadchila. Not only do I think that the Avela is counted, but even if he didn't do anything. Bipiri, he says, Aval elim tinog avelis. He says, if you would have come to me and asked me, should she sit Shiva, then there's a shaila what to do. But Veneri says, it depends. Im tosefes yantif mo'al gam l'simchas yantif. O rak l'shvises malacha. Depends on our chakira. So what do you paskin? That's why you have to be the Nesiv, to know what to paskin. But anyway, it depends on our Chakira. So the Achronim say, that's the 2 days of Tosfos here. 2 days in Tosfos here. Does the halacha of v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha apply during Tosefos Yontif or not? 2 days in Tosfos. What's that machlokas about? How do you look at Tosefos Yontif? Is it that the calendaric day has started already? And therefore, all the halachas would apply. That's the second day of Tosfos. But the first day of Tosfos says, no, it's just an Isser Malacha. Isser Malacha, not a din, that it's the day already, and therefore, one doesn't have to, doesn't have to be Machmer. Yeah.
According to the Taz, the calendar changes,
how do you come to Shul and Davin Mincha? The calendar only changes after your Makabel.
But your wife lit already a candle.
She lit candles for herself. What do you mean? Well, the husband and the wife don't have the exact same time of Tosefos. What do you mean? If you come to shul, but there's shkia, but shkia is suffik. So you have suffik lila. But maybe right when you're makabel, it's no longer a suffik. Now you've made it lila. You've made it lila. There is a question, but your question is relevant. There are some halachos that require lila, nighttime. And that you might not be, even if you're mosif, even if it's the calendaric day, it's still not lila. For example, eating matzah. Tosfos, the beginning of Arei Pesachim, the first Amud says, even if you're Mosef, you have to wait to eat matzah. Special pasuk, but Erev Tochlu Matzos. So certain halachas might require Laila, even if you're Kriya Shema. Let's say you daven Mincha early. You daven early Shabbos. What do we always say? Yes, I say Kriya Shema again. Okay, that's a din in Laila. Din in Laila. So then, even if you're Mosef, the calendaric day, even according to the more extreme side of the Chakira, still you have to repeat it. Okay, one other Ha'ara, and then we will continue. We're turning over the Amud soon. This is where the action is. The Rishash just has the Ha'ara here. The Rishash says, why didn't the Gemara suggest that he married her off on the night of Rosh Hashanah? Because there's no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah anyway. That's the Rishash's Shiloh. But you have to come up to Tosfos and just say it's Rosh Hashanah. So, we'll see at the end if we have time. That gets into the whole sugya of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Is it so clear that there's no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? 3 days of the Rishonim. Do you say Tzivkascha when Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah coincide? Do you say Hallel? So we know why. Is that a technical reason? Is there a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Machlokas ka'onim. Right? So again, Simcha on Rosh Hashanah is not so clear. Do you say Vahasienu on Rosh Hashanah? Is it a moed? Machlokas in the ga'onim in the Rosh, in the end of Rosh Hashanah. So these are all makoros. Again, if we have time at the end, I'm not so optimistic today, but if we have time at the end, we'll get back to those makoros. Okay. Says the Gemara, b'hafaris nedareho. So how do we know that by hafaris nedarim, the father has the rights? Minolon dechzibin, Rabbi Savia. That's a mefurish pasuk. U'mekabelas gita. How do we know that the father could accept her get? Minolon dechziv, yatzav ha'isa. There's a hekesh between gerushin and kiddushin for many, many halachos. This is one of them. Iskish yitzila havaya. We compare gerushin to kiddushin, just like we've already found makoros. That the father has the rights to the kedushin of his daughter, so too he has the rights to the gerushin of his daughter. Next, he does not eat peros in her lifetime. What did this mean? As Rashi explained on the Mishnah, if she gets a Yerusha from her mother's side, the father does not have rights in those fruits. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, ha'av ein ocha peros b'chayebito. Like we said, a father does not have rights in those fruit. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda omer ha'av ocha peros b'chayebito. No, the father does have rights. He argues on the Mishnah. But my community, what's the machlokas? Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama holds Bishlama Baltakin the Rabban and Peyre. Find a husband, Chazal, the Rabbanan, were Misakin that he should get these payros, DM came in Novolo Park, because we're going to see that he gets these payros because he has the obligation to redeem her if she gets captured. So therefore, we wanted to redeem her, so therefore we give him the payros by a husband. Because what's going to happen if he doesn't get the payros? It's not a blood relative. Not a blood relative, so maybe if she's captured, he won't give it his all. That's why we give him the payros, to make sure he gives it his all. What, the father, if you don't give him payros, he's not going to redeem his daughter? It's his daughter. He's going to redeem her anyway. So it's not as critical for him to have the payros, and that's why he doesn't get the payros. Right. Status quo, we won't, it belongs to her. She's worked, she, it was her Yerusha. To be motzi it from her, we have to have a good reason. For Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, no, I'm not from Yerushal Park. We have the same Svar by the father. Savar, Kisa Nakiti Lava. If he never got these payers and he thinks that she has such a bank account, he'll say, let her redeem herself. She has a beautiful kos. Tezov Tivrak Nafsha. Therefore, we have a Svara also by the father to make him, give him the payers.
Why by
Mitzia do we not use that svara for Mizonos? Yeah, meaning he'll do it anyway. It's right. The daughter. So maybe by Pidyon it's a serious, it's not a daily thing. A one time sakana where, you know, you gotta get the daughter back. Very hard to be into it every day to give her Mizonos. That's maybe it's just umdina. Okay, two dots. Nis says, yes, Rav Abba, you all got payros. Once she gets married, though, the Mishnah says that the Baal does get the payros. The Baal does get the payros. Tana Rabbana, what about this case? Kasav la payros ksusu kalem sheyavoi mabi besa viyala bes baila. Let's say a ksuba was written, we're going to go with Rashi's shita here. Machlokas, we've shown him what this Gemara means. We're going to go with Rashi. What happens if Minha Erisin, he writes, they have agreements already, Minha Erisin, and she writes a dowry that she's bringing into the marriage already, Minha Erisin. But what happens, Vamesa? She dies during Erisin. Does the husband have any rights to that dowry? Because only Erisin took place. We know Erisin is the first stage of marriage. It's not an engagement. She's an Eishes Ish. The first stage of marriage. Does he have any rights to this stuff that she promised to bring into the marriage after Erisin? So it's a machlokas. Lo zacha ba midvaram halalu. The Tanakhama says, no. Mishum Rabbi Nassin armu zacha ba midvaram halalu. Rabbi Nassin says, yes, he has the rights. Halalu. Let's say that this machlokas is exactly this machlokas. What's this machlokas about? The husband's rights in the stuff when the woman dies, b'shas erisin. Let's say it's the exact same machlokas at the beginning of the mission at the beginning of the next parak, paragraph al pi. Diktan, it says there, dafnun dalid, nis'amala o nis'garsha b'min erisin b'min erisin. What if the opposite happens? What if the husband dies or divorces her after erisin? And a ksuba has been written. Does the woman have rights to the ksuba after Erisin? So, machlokas. Goves akol, Tanakama says that, yeah, she gets everything. She gets everything, even Mina Erisin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no. Mina Nisuin, Goves akol. Mina Nisuin, she'd get everything. Mina Erisin, Psula Gova Masayim La Mana Mana. Right? Mina Erisin, only the Iker ksuba. Because that was the takana. That was, you don't go by anything else. Only Psula would get 200 and Amana 100, but the Tosefes doesn't go. Why? Elazar ben Azariah continues, Shlokasav la Elam Anas Lakonsa. Because why did he write all of this extra stuff for her? Because he had das to marry her, nisuin. And if that never takes place, we assume that he never meant it. And therefore, only the Iker Ksuba, which was the Takana, not the Tosefis. So what do we say? We have two cases here. Our Brisa, Machlokas, is about his rights if she dies. That Mishnah is about her rights if he dies or divorces her. So isn't that parallel? Lamanda Amala Kazakha Gabazab Nazarya. Manda Amazak Rabanan. Don't we say that it goes in both directions and they're parallel? Him to her and her to him? So we say lo to Kuliyama Kazab Nazarya. It could be that both opinions here go like Rabazab Nazarya over there. Why? Because we hold like him. So we'd like to go like Rabazab Nazarya. Meaning it could be that everybody says that if he dies, she will not get the Tosefas after Erisin. But over here is a machlokas. Manda Malazakha Gulazab Nazarya, the one who says that he does not get her stuff. If she dies, he doesn't get the dowry stuff. That's like a blessing on Azariah, meaning Mishas Erisin, nothing happens. Umandamar Zacha, but according to the one who says Zacha, he could also fit into a blessing on Azariah. Adkan, look at a blessing on Azariah. When does a blessing on Azariah say that by Erisin, if the marriage breaks up after Erisin, then there's no transfer of funds? El Dimidi De La Dida. That's only from him to her. Why? He really has Nisuin in mind. And he didn't think that if there's no Nisuin, we could estimate his das. He didn't want to give the stuff to her. But from her to him, it could very well be that he would admit here that he gets her dowry even after Erisin. Why? She's a little more flexible. She's just interested in the shidduch, not as much as the Nisuin itself. Once she's Meshudach, she's already happy. And therefore, we can assume that even Mishas Erisin, it would be able to transfer. Okay, so that is it parallel to Machlokes Rabbi Zayin the Rabbanan? And we say, no, it's not parallel. Interesting discussion in Tosfos here. Tosfos on the Dibur Maskil Shaloh. Tosfos says, V'im Tomer, at the end of the third wide line, what did we say? What is Rabbi Zayin Svara? We don't give it because he definitely had this in mind. So ask Tosfos, v'im tomar, im kein kol adam halokeach par mechavero. Every time you buy something from your friend, something happens to it, we could say, anan tzadi shalom anaschein locha. Hey, if I would have known, what do you mean? He committed b'shas erusin. So what are we saying? But he only had in mind for it to go to Nisuin. But he wrote it already. So why don't we make every business deal a mekach tos if something happens afterwards? It says Tosfos, we'll throw everything out. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos said no. The hasam anan tzadi shabo'oso savik hayrosa likanis. By a regular case of a sale, there's always an element of risk. There's always an element of risk. So we assume that if you go through the sale, you're willing to take that risk. You're willing to take that risk even if there's a loss. But here, he doesn't think there's any risk. What, people are going to die? He doesn't think that's going to happen. B'yishloma, he says, By a regular case, there's always a risk. We could assume, that tells us here, that there's no risk involved. And therefore, he doesn't commit to have any risk, and that's why we could go back and say the whole thing does not kick in the obligation. Then Tosfos continues and asks another kasha and says maybe it depends if there are two parties involved. Whenever there are two parties involved, you can't say it's a mekach tos because one party is unhappy. Here, there's one party involved in the obligation. He's committing to her, so maybe that makes a difference. The Akronim discussed that this Tosfos, whether two parties versus one party. Okay, let's continue. Now we get into some of the obligations of the husband and the father. Right? We discussed all the rights, now we get into some of the obligations. Chayev b'mezonos, he's chayev in mezonos. If you want a nice summary, the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Yud Beis, at the beginning of the Perek, he lists off 10 obligations. Some of you read the Ksuba, you don't know if you're coming and going, you don't know, you know, so what are the obligations? The Rambam lists off 10 obligations of the husband. 10 obligations that the husband has to his wife. 3 d'oraisa, Sher Ksus and Ona, which we're going to get to later on the Amud, and 7 Midrabanan, which we talk about here. We're going to talk about here, 7 Midrabanan, right? Iker Ksuba, Ripui, Pidyon, Kfura, Mizonos, right? Feed the daughters, goes through them, right? 10 things that the husband has to do, and then 4 things he's Zocha Midrabanan. You go through 10, 3, and 7, and then 4 things he gets in return. Okay, says the Gemara, Chayvim Mizonoseha, Tana Rabanan, Tiknu Mizonoseha, Tachas Masi Adeha. Rabbanan were misakin mizonos, right? He has to feed her because he gets her earnings. If he gets her earnings, it's only right if he feeds her. Tosfos here quotes the Gemara later on, which the Rishonim discussed. It's really a machlokas which came first. Really machlokas later on between Rakuna and I think Reish Lakish, is mizonos tachis masi adayim or is masi adayim tachis mizonos? Did we give him the earnings because after all, you know, he's feeding her, so it's only right if he has earnings. Or do we make him feed her because he's getting the earnings? So which one came first? So that's a machlokas later on, Rav Huna and Reish Lakish. V'kfurasa tachas ksubasa. He has obligations to bury her if she dies first because he gets her ksuba. What is ksuba here? It means the nedunya, Rashi says. Because he gets the items written in the ksuba, therefore he has a chiyuv to bury her. The Sharam Zion Balacha here notes that burying her also includes matseva. Right, the Akronim point out that it includes a matseva, giving her not just the burial, but the kavod dika matseva in the cemetery that also is part of the obligations of burying a person. Give them a proper matseva. Lefichach, balochav. So mozonos or dachas matzvi adayim, furus dachas ksuba. Therefore, lefichach balochav peros. The Gemara says, what does that line mean? Peros mandakar shmayu. Peros, we never mentioned peros in the Brisa. So, chzirim achzor of hachitani. This is what it means. Tignu, we left out a line. Tignu mizonos is dachas matzvi adeha. Mizonos is dachas matzvi adayim. Upirkuna takas peros, he has to redeem her because takas peros, because he has to redeem her, so that's because he gets peros, right? We said the father does not get peros, but he gets the peros. Rashi said that's the nichse malug. Nichse malug he gets to get, therefore he has to redeem her. Upirasa takas ksubasa, and kfura takas the ksuba, not takas the nedunya. Lefichach, because of all this, balacha peros. Therefore we say, therefore, he gets peros. So we just said, my lafichach. What do you mean, lafichach? We just said, pirkuna tachas peros. So what's the lafichach? 1 minute. So this is the chiddush. We might say that, you know what, he shouldn't eat the peros. But you know what we should do? We should take the peros, put them in a bank account, and save them just in case she gets captured. That's what it means, pirkuna tachas peros. What might we have thought that meant? That meant we should hold on to the peros that he will use if he ever redeems, he has a redeemer. Diem kein, mimer v'lo parek. No, it's a test for his wife, because if not, if he doesn't keep the payrus, maybe he won't come to redeem her. So kamashmala, no, dohadifa. No, this is better if he gets to consume the payrus and then just has the chiyuv to redeem her. Why? Zimna de lo malu. Because sometimes, let's say you save the payrus and then it comes time to redeem her and it's not enough. And he'll say, oh, my chiyuv is up. I'm only using the payrus. So it's better if we give him all the payrus and then uparak la medide. And then he'll have to redeem her from his own money. And then just finish the line and I'll take your question. Why do we say each of these is parallel to each other? Why don't we switch and say like, why do we say Mizonos is connected to Ma'asiyadayim? Why don't we say like Mizonos is parallel to Pirkona or something else? So Gemara says, no, Amar Abaya, Tiknu Matsui Lu Matsui, Vsheno Matsui Len Sheno Matsui. Getting fed daily and earnings, those two are common. Dor Matsui. So we put those two together. Pirkuna, right, Pirkona, getting redeemed, and Peros, her getting something from her wife's family and her mother's family and yarshining it, that is something that is not common, so if we put those two together. Period. Yeah.
Doesn't everyone in Klaishol have a duty to redeem somebody who gets captured?
Oh, everybody has a duty, but it's first. The Pidyon Shvuyim might have, right.
The only thing to do it is
they get... Inachinami, but they're first, is it still okay? Is it... It's okay. Yeah, correct. But everybody has a chiyuv of kfura also. Everybody has many of these mizonos also. If somebody's starving on the street, you have a chiyuv mizonos too. But lechatchila, who's the first who has an obligation? And it's not Bezdin always has an obligation to do things. But Bezdin would rather say this is your obligation. It's not my obligation. Period. Okay, Tosfos does discuss here, in the end of Tosfos Zimnin, we know there's a Gemara later on that says a woman is allowed to say, I'm going to keep my earnings. You keep your mizonos, I'm going to keep my earnings. Is a woman allowed to say, I'll redeem myself, don't worry about it, but I want to keep my payrus? Could a woman say that? So Tosfos says no. A woman can't say, I'll redeem myself, and I'll keep my payrus. Let's say she won the lottery from her mother, right? She doesn't want to give her stuff to her husband, so she can't say that. Why? Tosfos has three reasons. Number one, by the case of the end of Tosfos Zimnin, by the case of Mizonos, that's not, if she says, I'm not going to get fed and I'll keep my Maisei Yadayim, that's not totally uprooting the Gzeira. Why? The Tzakana Darabanan. Because maybe tomorrow she'll change her mind. She'll change her mind. So that's not a total hafka. But if she says, I'm not going to get rid of any niftas, veinos and his peiros, hari mafkas legamre Tzakana's peiros. Then she's totally uprooting it because every day there's a Tzakana's peiros and she's not fulfilling. I'm not sure what I want to do here, so that's why I'm keep going back and forth. It's fine. So that's number one. Number two, says Tosfos, you can't take chances by redemption. What, she's going to get captured, and then we're going to say, oh, you know, she said she'll take care of herself. We don't want her. She'll tatami ben ovdi kochavim. So there's two or three different answers about Peros. The Ritva has on one other point. The takana for Peros is not just for her good, it's for his good. He has rights. He gets payrus. So she can't say, I'm going to redeem myself. By mizonos tachas masiyadayim, that's totally for her. And therefore she has the choice. But by Pidyon, you don't say that. Okay, that's what Tosfos discusses, the difference between Mizonos Tachas Masi Yadayim and Pirkuna Tachas Peiros. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, second wide line. Hi, Tanis, we were just discussing, as we just said, the seven Derabanan obligations that the husband has. But there are some D'oraisa obligations. Amar Rava, Hi, Tana, the following Tana, Savar Mizonos Midaraisa. The following Tana holds that Mizonos is Daraisa. There is a Machlokas ala Torah, Rashi, Ramban, and others, who we paskin like. You can look at Parshas Mishpatim, by the Pesukim of Sherek Susva'ona. But, either way, we have some Shitas in the Tanaim here. The following Tana says that Mizonos is Daraisa. The Tanya, She'era Elu Mizonos. She'er is Mizonos. V'cheinu Amer, where do you see the word She'er meaning Mizonos? V'asher Achlu She'er Ami. You see the word Achlu in Micha by She'er. Kesusa kamashmao. Kesus means clothing. Onasa zuonam erbatora. Onasa means conjugal rights, the physical rights, the obligations. I'm sorry, that the husband has to the wife. V'cheinu amer imtanes benosai, as it says in Brachos by Lavan. If you're ma'ana my daughters, but you see the lashon of ona having to do with the ma'asabia. Rabbi Elazar omer differently. She'er is ona. She'er means ona. V'cheinu amer ish al kol she'er b'sara lo sigur legalos erba. You see, she'er means ona. Kesusa kamashma oksus means clothing. Onasa ila mazonos. Ona means mazonos. So you switch ona and she'er. V'cheinu amer v'ya'ancha v'yarivecha. So you see ona in the context of mazonos. I'm going to be ma'ana you and starve you. Rabbi ben Yaakov omer she'era kesusa. You have to read it together with she'er and ksus. Lofum she'era tink susa. She'er here means her stature. According to her stature and her position, you have to give proper clothing. Shlo yitin lo lo shel yaldo zakenav lo shel yaldo. You can't give old elderly woman's clothing to a young woman, And opposite, that's not fulfilling the obligation. And kesusa va'onasa, and that has to be read together. Lefum onasa tengsusa, according to the ona, the time of year, the season, you have to give her proper clothing. Shlo yitin chadashim b'mos hachamav lo shchakim b'mos hakshamim. You can't give worn-out clothing in the summer, because worn-out clothing is thin. You can't give hot clothing, chadashim, in the summer, because that's going to make her hot. You have to give her thin clothing there. Just to end off, I think I mentioned in other contexts, where Shechter points out that ona we usually translate as the first day, ona hamur b'tor, the chiv ona that the husband has to the wife. So ona obviously means physical obligations, but what's the ona also means time, as we just saw according to the other manda amar. That means the chiv of the husband is not only 2 weeks out of the month. The chiv of the husband to the wife of ona is every day, because it means time. It means you have to give time. Time. Sometimes that time means physical time. Sometimes that means non-physical. Maybe it's even more important for the ona during the 2 weeks out of the year that a husband and a wife are not allowed to be together. But that's why it's formulated as an ona, because it's an obligation every day. And even points out that we say in Sheva Brachas, Reyim Ha'ahuvim. Reyim Ha'ahuvim. Right, what's that? Friends and lovers. 2 weeks out of the month, they're friends. 2 weeks out of the month, one could be ahuvim, lovers. Reyim Ahuvim. But the relationship is always there, because it's the chiyuv of ona. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue. We're actually, Be'ez Hashem, going to start on Daf Memches. Unbelievable. Today's Shia was Rafu Shleima, Moshe Dov, Ben Chayasar.